to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Good evening, geeks. This is Social Geek Radio. Jack Munson here along with Deb Evans. How are you doing tonight, Deb?
Hi, geeks. Hi, Jack Munson. I'm doing great. It's all good. We've got so many things to talk about tonight, and I don't know. We're going to have to really squeeze it in.
Do you think
we can do it?
Yeah, I think so. It's June, which once again means a lot of conferences in the marketing and tech and franchising space. A lot of things happening over the summer. So for tonight's Geek It Out segment, we wanted to talk a little bit about what you should be doing at these conferences with some specifics on where to connect on the in the social sphere for these particular conferences. So first up is IFE. Tell me what you're doing there, Deb.
So IFE, I get to go and connect, network, and do a little training. But anyone that's attending a conference like IFE, when it's going to be held, you know, this one's going to be held at the Javits Center. A couple of things to be doing before you go is checking out the hashtag. So most events like this have a hashtag, and this hashtag is IFE 2017. Simple, straightforward. You can go ahead and you can start searching both on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter to see who's already talking about it. And a lot of folks are tweeting and saying, you know, I'm going to be there. So, you know, check it out, see who you want to connect with. And then certainly use the hashtag as you are at the expo and sharing the things that you're doing. Things to know if you plan to go Facebook Live or Twitter Live, and Twitter is still alive and well. I watched a couple of live videos on Twitter earlier. You don't necessarily have to have the Periscope app like you used to. You can actually go live from your Twitter account. But think about if you're planning on going live in the expo, you probably can't because the Wi-Fi is going to stink within the expo itself. Unless we get really lucky. 9 out of 10 times, though, within these big halls, you can't.
Yeah.
So prepare to do that outside of the exhibit. So build that anticipation or that excitement and say, I'm getting ready to go into the expo. You know, do some live broadcast there and then capture the videos and the pictures and everything once you're in the expo to upload as a follow-up of the actual convention. So those are quick tips. And Jack, you've got a conference that you're coming up to.
Right after that, a lot of the same people will be attending the Franchise Consumer Marketing Conference, which is put on by the Franchise Update folks down in Atlanta. And that's happening coming up in just a couple of weeks on the 20th and 21st of June in Atlanta, Buckhead area. Same sort of situation. You know, a lot of people are already tweeting about this and posting on LinkedIn and a few other places. Hashtag for this show is FC. It's let me make sure I get this right. It's FCMC on. So it's Franchise Consumer Marketing Conference. FCMCON. So check it out. We're already, you know, tweeting and posting quite a bit about it. If you're going to be there, let everybody know. Like Deb said, you know, post something ahead of time so your friends or maybe some colleagues you've met at previous conferences will see that you're going to be there and maybe you can connect in real life once you get there. A couple of other things about this conference. There is an app that's really, really good. The Franchise Update folks use the Bizibo app for all of their events. And it's a terrific app. If you're going to this or any of the Franchise Update conferences, you really need to download this free app because you can see who else is registered for the conference, which you don't usually see that with a lot of events. So you can see who else is going to be there. You can connect with them ahead of time, and it's got a nice user-friendly, easy to see agenda. So you can, you know, sort of map out your day and not have to, not have to drill down into, you know, 10 different pages on your mobile phone while you're walking around this conference to see where you want to go next. Cool. It's nice and simple and easy to see. And while we're talking about the schedule, if you're attending this, be sure to stop by the mobile marketing session, which is happening Tuesday afternoon. That's the 20th of June, 4:10 p.m. It will be myself, along with some friends of mine, Jeff Hemshoot of Jersey Mike's, Devin Handler of Garbanzo Mediterranean Fresh, and Duan Byers of Christian Brothers Automotive. And we'll be talking about mobile marketing and driving more customers into your franchisee's stores. So again, that's happening at the Consumer Marketing Show by Franchise Update on Tuesday, the 20th of June.
Cool. Very good. So we've got busy things in New York City this week at Javits Center, IFE 2017, and then the consumer marketing next week. So with that, we have our guest tonight is in the franchising space, Brandon Clifford. His I love what Brandon is currently doing for lead generation and using social. And we've only met virtually, but we get to meet in person at IFE in New York City this week. So Brandon Clifford with Global Franchise Solutions, I think you're with us on the line. Thank you so much for joining us today.
How are you doing?
Good. Very good. So as I said, I'm really excited about going to New York and IFE. And when I was talking to you last week and learning more about your business and how you use social, I think the audience is going to really, really like to hear it. But why don't you let us know, how did you get to where you are today? Give us a little bit of background and history on Brandon.
Sure, absolutely. Thanks for having me. Hey, Jack, it's good to hear you. I'm excited to be here today. I'm excited to go down to IFE this coming week as well, too. And yeah, no, I come from a food service background. I had about 15 years in the restaurant industry. I had multiple units. It was a family business. We had three stores. And, I actually was very active on social media for those as well, too. So when I got into franchising about 2 years ago or 18 months ago or so, I've kind of taken that approach for lead generation, the same way you get people to come into your restaurant for a burger as opposed to going down the street to your competitor. It was the same way I'm trying to, let people know about my services and be a resource for them out there for the buyers who are looking to find the right franchise,
Very good. Well, so you obviously have a belief that it's important to be on the social media. And as a franchise coach, I think you're using some tools within social media that, as I mentioned last week and before we went live, you're doing some things with social media that I haven't seen a lot of the franchise coaches, brokers, consultants actually use before. Why don't you go ahead and give us, a couple of your personal tips on how you use social media for your lead generation?
Sure, absolutely. I really think it's super important to be on social media as a franchise consultant or a coach. You obviously get this, Deb. I mean, like you mentioned, you and I have never met in person, but we met virtually a few times. And, I can almost consider you a friend because of that. And that's what social media really does for the world. It kind of shrinks it, I've really learned that, in my opinion, the best leads that I get, are either referrals or someone that I meet networking, the great thing about social media is it's like a networking event that happens 24/7. And that's the way I really treat it, and the way to be effective at a networking event is not to just walk around and hand out your business card and then move on to the next person, hand them a business card, which is kind of what a website does. It's like a business card, people can go on there and you have a nice pretty website and that's you. But when you're on social media, you can actually have conversations with people. You can comment on stuff that they post. You can reach out to them, and ask them to become a connection, and then actually send them information or schedule a networking call to see if maybe they'll either become a referral source for you and bring in more leads that way, or an actual candidate, And I mean, I've had a lot of success doing both, So there's a number of tools. It depends on what sort of platform you're on. And so I don't know if you have specific questions about different platforms, but I really like, personally, I do a lot on LinkedIn and on Facebook.
Well, I was going to say, why don't we tap? I don't think Jack and I talk enough about LinkedIn, and it's a very viable social media platform, very professional, that I'd love to hear more about how you're using LinkedIn to make those connections and then turn them into your leads.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I'm on LinkedIn more than I'm on anything. I mean, I schedule blocks of my time, you know, during the day to actually be on LinkedIn and prospect on LinkedIn. So I'll go into the search bar, I'll search for, so my favorite candidates that I've worked with have almost exclusively been veterans. I've just found a nice space in that community. I really enjoy working with veterans. I think it's, you know, also, you know, great, you know, there's a great fit between veterans and franchising, which I'm sure you guys have probably talked about that, you know, here on your radio show in the past. You know, so yeah, I mean, I'll go on there. I'll search for vets who are in transition, you know, and, you know, I'll reach out, I'll connect to them. I'll find out, you know, where they're at. I'll ask them if they've ever considered entrepreneurship. And if not, that's totally cool. Then I'll connect them with one of my other connections who happens to be, you know, a recruiter or, you know, or someone who can help them find a job if that's what they're looking for. So just trying to, like I said, work it like it's a 24/7 networking event. That's really the way I approach LinkedIn and try to connect with as many people as I possibly can to just be a resource for others out there. Specific tools on LinkedIn that I like to use. I really like to use SlideShare. I think that's
got some really good traffic. SlideShare.
Yeah, what's cool about that is, if, you know, people these days, they're so hungry for content, you know, and they're looking for direction. And it's an easy way to, like, position yourself as an influencer and, you know, and become a resource for others. Because, I mean, there's a million business coaches out there, a million franchise coaches out there. So what makes me different? You know, I have to, you know, kind of earn my keep, so to speak, and let people know that I really know what I'm talking about to make them want to talk to me, you know, work with me. So I just try to, you know,
Brandon, does it surprise you that more people aren't using SlideShare as more of a, you know, telling their story and trying to network a type tool? It's very shocking to me that people really aren't picking up on it.
Well, what's been shocking to me, you know, is sometimes is like the way that people guard information as opposed to trying to just when consumers, you know, the customers, for lack of a better word, you know, the potential franchisees, they're dying for information, and you have to we create these hurdles for them, like, oh, you got to fill out this big long application before I can tell you what a franchise is. That's ridiculous. You know, I mean, so I try to just have a conversation with them and number one, educate them on franchising, because if not, franchising isn't for everyone. You know, if you're the kind of person that wants to recreate the wheel and wants to, you know, come up with, you know, a startup from scratch, then franchising is not the right fit for you. So I'm going to put out there a lot of information about what a franchise is, you know, how to be successful in business. I mean, I've gone through the startup phase of a company 4 times now, you know, so I have a lot of that information to share. And whether they end up buying a franchise as a result of seeing my SlideShare or just become successful in business on their own, I'm happy for them. You know, I think that's what, you know, is missing a lot, and, you know, and more people need to be doing on social media.
Cool. Well, and I've seen you use your SlideShare by, you know, recycling, repurposing, whatever we want to call it, some of your other content, and then you put it in SlideShare. And I'm guilty of not doing that enough. And I know Jack does it as well. If he does a presentation, he makes sure it goes on SlideShare and you share it. And it's just one of those platforms that I keep forgetting about.
I use it though, because it's just an easy place for me to put any new ideas that I'm trying to share with people. I put it on SlideShare, so in case something goes wrong with my PowerPoint deck or laptop or whatever while I'm traveling, we can just, you know, go right to SlideShare on my phone or your phone or somewhere and take a look at these visuals. And what I found was other people who I didn't think would have any interest in some of this material, they were checking it out. You know, people are searching for stuff, and SlideShare is definitely a place where they end up if they're searching for the right thing. So, Brandon, I'm thrilled to hear that you're using SlideShare as part of the LinkedIn experience as well. What else are you using on LinkedIn? What other tools or you know, elements of LinkedIn are you finding most effective?
So I always post my blogs on LinkedIn Pulse separately from my blog posts as well too. I mean, there's sometimes where I'll write just an exclusive article for LinkedIn Pulse just to see what happens. Other times I'll, like, do as simple as copy and paste the same blog I was putting in, you know, on my website. I'll put it also, because what it does is just, I mean, what I learned probably 6 or 8 years ago, back from when I was at my restaurants and I was working with a marketing executive, and you know, they were helping me, and they gave me a really good analogy about how the internet is kind of like, it's like real estate, you know? And so you have a website and you have a blog, you know, that's like an acre of land. All right. And then if you buy, you know, if you end up doing LinkedIn Pulse, now you have another acre. And then if you do Twitter, you have another acre. And, you know, the more social media things, the more touches you have, the more land you own in the internet space, you know. And so then when someone searches for whatever, it might pop up on LinkedIn Pulse, but it might not, my blog might not be at the top of that search, you know. So,
yeah. I'm glad to hear that too. I think there are so many people who just, even if you had some really interesting content for them to consume, they're just never going to go to your blog. It might just not be in their nature, or they're just not the type of person that follows links back to a blog. But if it's on LinkedIn, it's right there in front of them and it's very easy to access.
Yeah, or Facebook or whatever their chosen platform might be, and you never know what their platform is. I mean, there's a lot of people that use Facebook as Google. You know what I mean? Like, they go into the search bar on Facebook and they type in place to eat pizza, and they find it on Facebook. They don't even go to Google, you know? So it's just important to be across all those mediums.
Agreed. And a good transition to talk about Facebook. I know that you are very active on Facebook. I've seen your Facebook Live. Great. I love to see other people out there, you know, popping on and doing some live posts. But you also use Facebook for lead generation, and it's the lead forms. Can you, anyone who's not done that before, you want to give us a couple of short tips on how to go about doing those type of advertising?
Yeah, no, and it's relatively new. Facebook just came out with it, you know, and I'm kind of still just testing it on my own. But it has been generating some pretty decent volume of leads for really low, you know, cost per lead basis. And, you know, because I mean, from the very beginning when I started, you know, as a franchise consultant, one of my major issues was, why am I buying leads from a web portal? You know, it didn't really make that much sense to me, because all it is, and I mean, no offense, I've had some success with web portals too, and I don't think that they're useless per se. I mean, and I know a lot of people that run web portals and they're great people, you know, so much that I talk bad about them, but like, you're basically getting a name and a phone number and email address from some person who you have never met before, you know, and you have no idea who's on the other end of that mouse, you know? And so I've been always looking for, okay, well, how can I get that name and that phone number and that email address on my own, you know? And so I found with Facebook lead forms, which is really cool, what they do is you create a generic form, and they have a million different areas for you, whatever you want, whatever kind of information you want. If you want them to put in their net worth, you know, their cash available to invest in a business, their timeline, you can make whatever forms you want. But what I do is a very simple form, a name, a phone number, an email address, and a zip code, because that's really what's most important to me. Mm-hmm. All right. And I'll tie that to some sort of a post. And it has to be a published post, you know, so I'll do some about franchise consulting, you know, so have you ever considered business ownership? Let me help you find the right fit. Put a picture of a business owner on there. And then the very bottom, there's a button. It says click to learn more. They click to learn more. It automatically populates to a landing page, which is still in Facebook. And it's that lead form page that I created. It automatically populates all their information from their Facebook page into that form. Very easy for the person, for the candidate. They don't have to type in their name, especially on mobile devices. People don't want to type in all that stuff, you know, on different windows in their mobile devices. So it's all popped in there. And like, then at the very bottom, it just says, you know, submit, you know, to, you know, for like the next screen. And then it automatically redirects them to whatever page you choose. So I've partnered with a couple brands on this. So if I'm doing an ad for a specific brand, I'll have it go to that brand's website. If I'm doing an ad for me, you know, for Global Franchise Solutions, I'll have it go right to www.globalfranchisesolutions.com. Or maybe if I've written a blog about a specific brand that I'm doing an ad for, I'll have it go to my blog post about that brand, you know, or whatnot. And then that way, and then that lead automatically comes into my inbox, you know, it syncs right to your CRM. It's pretty simple to do. Anyone who has a basic knowledge of, you know, social media or Facebook, which everyone should at least have that at this point in 2017, you know, you know, can do it. Just follow step by step.
Terrific. Very good. So you obviously, and we didn't even touch Twitter, but I know that you're on Twitter. So you got LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook, all your top social
Twitter's
platforms.
More fun
and I know
for
that
me.
You, Twitter
Twitter's
is
more of
fun.
A fun place. I like Twitter.
Yeah. And I know you do email marketing as well, and you write blogs. So if you were, you know, you had to pick just one social platform to focus on, as a franchise consultant, and somebody's saying, okay, I'm ready to jump in, where would you send them?
I'd probably start with LinkedIn, you know, because LinkedIn is, you know, it touts itself as a professional networking site, you know, and people are on there seeking opportunities, whether it's a new job or a new business or whatever it is, like they're there to, the people, the right ones, you know, are there to either do business with you or help you do business, you know, and I've made great connections, you know, with people on LinkedIn who've ended up sending me referrals or, you know, help, you know, promoting me in the military space, like I mentioned before with veterans, you know, and things like that. And that's what LinkedIn can offer. And it also, LinkedIn has a lot of really great integrations into your website, which might be a whole nother Social Geek Radio call, where you can actually put, you can remarket from your website. And any visitors who go to your website, then you can do a promoted post on LinkedIn and it'll appear in their feed. Mm-hmm. And you can also even update. So like I have, you know, over 1,000 contacts, you know, from, you know, the last couple of years of leads that I've generated. Not even, you know, probably 1% of them have bought franchises. That's what happens, right? You know, so you have those other, you know, 99% that you can now upload into a contact list as well on LinkedIn, whether they're your connection or not. And then when you do promoted posts, it'll also appear in their feed. You know, so there's lots of really cool tools with LinkedIn that you can utilize if you're doing it the right way to get, you know, stay current and stay in front of people's in front of people's eyes.
That's a perfect place to wrap this episode of Social Geek Radio. We're speaking with Brandon Clifford, franchise consultant with Global Franchise Solutions. Brandon, if somebody wants to connect with you on LinkedIn, go for it. Where do they find you?
Yeah, so on LinkedIn, you can just type in my name or my email address, which is brandon@globalfranchisesolutions.com. Or head over to my website, www.globalfranchisesolutions.com. You can definitely connect with me right there, too.
All right. I just connected with you. Let's see how fast you get to it, brother.
Awesome.
All right.
And I will see you. We're going to have lots of fun at IFE.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'll see you this
Everybody
week.
Yeah, connect with us there. So thank you, Brandon, very much for joining us. And thanks, everybody. And we'll catch you next week on Social Geek Radio.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio. Brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Copyright 2017 Social Geek Radio.